This is the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. It's Monday afternoon, March 30th, 2026. The stories are real, the voice is AI. Read more at newsramp.com. First, a note from our sponsor. Newscrafters.com puts you in the news creation business. Build your online authority today with AI-assisted Newscrafters.com news curation. Here's what's making news. Critical Infrastructure Technologies provides Nexus production and sales update. Critical Infrastructure Technologies Limited provides an update on the production and sales activity for the Nexus tourney. Key highlights include the final stages of assembly for Nexus 1 Green before shipping to Poland, Nexus 2 Yellow and fit out for delivery to Southern Greenland, and completion of fabrication for Nexus 3, 4, and 5. Purchase order issued for two more Nexus 20 units, with $8,400,000 in revenue potential from requests for quote. CEO Brenton Scott emphasizes the progress and scalability of the Nexus platform. Metwork news breaks: Z Polymers Inc. secures strategic investment from Curehar Corporation to advance Telomer platform. Z Polymers Inc. secures a strategic investment from Curehar Corporation to advance its Telomer platform. The investment, part of Z Polymers' Series Seed financing, includes a joint development agreement to expedite the commercialization of its liquid crystal polymer platform. This collaboration aims to enhance high-performance polymer fibers and additive manufacturing materials for industrial applications.
Software architecture of national interest. Rafael Donadio's role in modernizing digital infrastructure for public schools in Orlando, Florida. Software architect Rafael Donadio is playing a crucial role in modernizing digital infrastructure for public schools in Orlando, Florida. His innovative approach involves creating sophisticated abstraction layers and proprietary APIs to integrate previously incompatible government systems, saving thousands of hours in manual labor and reducing costs. Donadio's focus on zero-trust architectures ensures the security of sensitive data, benefiting American students and citizens. His commitment to the U.S. national interest includes offering high-value tools for free to school districts and emergency services, positively impacting education quality and emergency response logistics.
Slowdown in EV transition boosts optimism in platform markets. The market for platform group metals is seeing a boost in optimism as the transition to electric mobility slows down. With the auto industry consuming a significant portion of platform and palladium, the shift to EVs would depress demand for these metals. Mining firms like Platinum Group Metals Limited can expect the recent price surge in PGMs to signal a positive turn in market fortunes.
OpenAI pulls the plug on Sora, its AI video creation tool. OpenAI has announced the closure of Sora, its AI video creation tool, surprising users and industry experts. The decision follows the tool's success in generating realistic videos from simple prompts. Companies like AI Maverick Intel Inc. are affected by this move, as they rely on such innovative tools for their operations.
LT350 releases white paper detailing distributed power sovereign AI infrastructure for the inference economy. The white paper explores LT350's modular canopy architecture, transforming parking lots into AI inference nodes. This innovative approach aims to address the growing demand for AI workloads by providing power sovereign latency optimized solutions. Learn more on the LT350 website.
BioStem Technologies announces the publication of its audited financial statements for fiscal years 2024 and 2025, marking a significant step towards a NASDAQ uplisting. The financial statements are now available for review on the OTC Markets website, demonstrating the company's commitment to robust financial reporting processes and corporate advancement initiatives.
Mission IR News Breaks. Nexplat Corp. NADAQ. NXPL. NXPL. NXPLW has approved a 1-for-10 reverse stock split, effective April 6, 2026, to help regain compliance with NASDAQ's minimum bid price requirement. Trading on a split-adjusted basis will begin on April 7th, under the existing ticker NXPL, and the split aims to reduce outstanding shares from 27.0 million to about 2.7 million, broadening investor interest. Tiny Gems Breaks. Knightscope Inc. reports 2025 results, targets triple-digit growth. In 2026, Knightscope reported full-year 2025 revenue of $11.30 million, up 5% year-over-year, with a net loss widening to $33.80 million. The company aims for triple-digit revenue growth in 2026 after acquiring Event Risk and scaling its autonomous security platform. Knightscope ended the year with $20.60 million in cash, nearly doubling from 2024. SES Innovations expands global opportunity with regulatory approval of the SSI Mantra surgical robotic system in Colombia, Oman, Sri Lanka, and Kenya. SES Innovations expands global opportunity with regulatory approval of the SSI Mantra surgical robotic system in Colombia, Oman, Sri Lanka, and Kenya. The company believes its cost-effective technology will democratize access to cutting-edge robotic surgery in underserved regions. With approvals in multiple countries, SES Innovations is on track to penetrate new markets while pursuing FDA and CE certifications in the US and Europe.
Atlas Clear Holdings to present at the Emerging Growth Conference on April 2, 2026. Atlas Clear Holdings, Inc. will be presenting at the Emerging Growth Conference on April 2, 2026. The event, scheduled for 4:10 p.m. Eastern Time, will feature a live webcast where the company's management will discuss its progress in scaling its financial services platform. Investors, advisors, and analysts are encouraged to participate and ask questions during the session.
That's pretty easy, but pretty easy. On the news, what do you see in front of me? I'm creating this message. Now, thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Technology Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news. We encourage you to visit newsramp.com to read all of today's news.